Do you have few nights at home?
Yes.
How is it?
Very good, thank you.
And Neera met your parents?
Yes.
Today? And then did they tell you what the discussion was about?
Not really. Not many people have told me exactly what's been happening. So I guess what this is...
not many more. People, you mean, like, did your parents tell you what the discussion, like, the...
Not really, they did,
What Dr. Neera told them?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Did you? Well, they kind of hinted about the... well, they voiced their concern, that's what I understand.
Yeah.
And also, because they couldn't get a clear answer in terms of medication and things like this, this is what they've told me. So I guess this is what this meeting is about.
I think what I heard was from the meeting, they were clearly explained what the treatment is, what you are having,
okay.
What our plans are. They were clearly explained,
okay.
They were explained about the rationale for it as well.
But have they been explained to myself?
They have, maybe.
Yeah.
So that's okay. As I told you, Nathan, I think,
yeah.
How do you feel in yourself since you've been here and it's just started?
I feel pretty much the same. I mean, there was a lot of acute effects from the medication.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe my neurochemistry has adjusted. So the effects are, I guess, lesser to some extent. So instead of the acute panic attacks, it's just gone down to the slight numbness in the hands and the tremors.
So
then
now
and then.
Is settling in because your body's getting used to the medication.
That's, yeah, what I could presume is happening. So it looked pretty rough for that first week.
Yeah.
You know, so it happened here, it also happened at home. And, you know, so.
Indeed, yeah. I think it's quite understandable, really, that you would have those symptoms because you never had these medications before. Obviously, your body takes some time to get this medication. But I'm glad to know that it's settling in.
Yes.
Our plan was, I don't know whether I mentioned it to you, but I always believe very strongly about that injectable form medication.
Okay.
The reason being that the oral medications go through the gut and they go through the liver and then the levels.
Uh-huh.
So the levels in your system are up and down.
Yeah.
And you give your medication, obviously, the levels slowly started increasing. They will repeat time then before they slowly wear off before the next dose.
Yeah.
And then I think the side effects actually are very related to those peak levels.
Yeah, I mean, with the Kwikset tablets, actually absorbed through the cheek and not through the digestive system.
Yes.
So the side effects I were experiencing did happen about 1 hour to, and then wear off after 3 hours when the body metabolizes the resveratrol.
That's
true. So in terms of the injectable form, so I've been reviewing my rights as a voluntary patient with my solicitor. And there are a few things which have come up in terms of the things leading up to the IPO,
okay.
And also my treatment here.
Yeah,
but my voice main concern is because the medication was changed to 2 milligrams at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Having the injectable form defeats the purpose of this change.
Why?
So, because I do run a small business.
Yeah.
Which is my kind of bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your job.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you need to have this in place and functioning. And I feel that with the side effects from the medication in terms of the zombified state, you know, the kind of sleepiness, the inability to focus,
mm-hmm.
having the injection will just not help and kind of counteract the decision that was made to have the resveratrol at the night time.
Okay, then I'll explain you. Okay, then you can tell me about all your concerns, then I can explain you one after the other.
Okay.
That's your concern? Okay.
That's my main concern at the moment.
Then
I've been more than happy to take the medication,
mm-hmm.
But it was a bit of a shock to the body and to the system,
mm-hmm.
especially during that first week, because I didn't understand if it was from the medication that was causing these side effects, but it turns out that it was,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty obvious to the nurses and to my parents and also other people involved. So my main concern is just the fact that I need to be awake and alert in the day, and I need to have a sober mind and a clear mind, especially if I'm doing business, which I've been doing for the past 3 years.
It's regarding your functioning, okay?
Yes.
Any other concerns you have?
Not really. I mean, I'm more than happy to, you know, go through this process because it is my mental health in question.
Why would you take this medication?
Why? Well, at the moment, it's because I don't have a choice. I feel I don't really need it myself, and also have written character testimonies from people who have known me, you know, leading up to the IPO over the past 3 years, declared my mental sanity, so to say. So all of these things are being put together and will be put forward at the tribunal, which I think is about 3 to 4 weeks.
You got the notification. Have you heard about
many? Well, I've gone through with my solicitor, and he has done this type of thing before, so the process, because there's been no transparency in terms of the reasons why I'm here. We are applying through the Freedom of Information Act to get these documents to make sure it is all legally sound, and we're going from there.
I think I've explained to you, I think there's no cost to this happening.
Oh, sure, I mean, I don't think that...
Whatever the nurses are discussing with you, that goes into the notes. Well, I believe if you have a psychotic episode, of course, we may not never agree on that.
Okay.
The second thing is, I think that's why, and I don't believe we never going to agree, and then that's where my concern starts with. And if you don't believe that you are unwell and you're only taking the medication because you're forced on...
Well, here's something we can agree on. I will agree that a few months ago there was some mental change which did upset, I guess, the balance in my mind, but it was resolved after, you know, myself resolving it. But I believe it was pertaining to external changes in my environment and realizations about certain factors. So through those changes that I've learned to cope, you know, with this and, you know, cope with myself. And even still throughout all that period, which I call my crisis period, I've written this down, you know, so I do have some agreement that there was some mental imbalance. But I've resolved this, you know, myself. So this is all
new. How
did you
resolve it?
Just through understanding.
When did you resolve that?
This was probably 3 months ago now.
So you managed to resolve that?
Yeah.
Why do you think actually this admission happened, and why do you think you are here?
I believe the admission happened because, from my understanding of the ITO, there has to be 3 parties involved, that being the concerned parents.
There are 3 parts to ITO, request and recommendation and involuntary treatment order.
Yes.
None of these are done by
the parents. Okay, so I was getting to that point because my parents were involved and they were interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, there has been no transparency provided, so I'm still not quite sure who initiated the ITO and for what reasons. So
it's about the QK team who visited you.
Okay.
So you initiated the ITO and then I'll assist you and then I can
follow. Okay. So it's more my case, I was getting to that, but what the actual initial thing was started by the GP, the Ali. So I believe he had some concerns because I didn't chase up the psychiatrist appointment, which he appointed to me, because my psychologist got back to me that same day.
Why is he asking you to see a psychiatrist then?
Because I said my current psychologist wasn't really going so well. Well, it was going okay, but I hadn't heard back from him in 2 to 3 weeks, you know, so it'd been a while. And I said, look, you know, get back to me if you want to have another session. And he said, okay. So then 2 weeks later, he actually got back to me after that appointment. So I believe because I didn't chase up the appointment with the psychiatrist.
That's one bit of it. Why does the GP think of sending you to see a psychiatrist with the doctor?
Well, it's also a qualified doctor, Dr. Norman Barling, who's a psychologist, like a
therapist. Right, well, what my question is, Nathan, yes. Why would any GP, as of course, knowing that there's very reputable psychologists in why would he ask you to see a psychiatrist?
Well, from what I understand is, it was his personal recommendation, and he actually knows him well, and said that he's safe, and I can trust if I had any issues to speak with him. So based on that regard, I believe that I was referred to him.
No, I think your GP was concerned about your mental state and he felt that you need to be treated apart from, in addition to psychological therapy.
Okay.
Because some conditions, just the psychological therapy is not enough.
Okay.
That's where he was asking to see a psychiatrist. And then second thing is actually, I don't think he actually involved a QK team because he didn't see a psychiatrist because he was so worried about you.
Okay.
The QK team doesn't go out and see everyone.
That's why I thought it was a bit excessive.
Today, of course, there are some similarities to our conversation from that initial assessment, but I think you seem to be much more settled than what you were on that day. And
the day you did see me, I was kind of under the effects, the duress of the respiral, which had some adverse effects.
Not because of the respiral, Nathan.
think it was actually.
Okay. If that's there, I think you might have to disagree. That's very
interesting. Okay, sure.
I believe that you have engaged major breakdown, and the part of it is actually the anxiety symptoms, and part of it is psychosis as well. So that's the combination of things. It's not because of the breakdown itself.
So that's my concern.
I think if we disagree about the diagnosis itself, and there's no validity about why we should continue to take the oral, and then what actually, and I cannot ensure that you would take the oral medication, because oral medication is something you actually take it and I have to trust on your word, and I cannot trust that. There's also one of the other positive reasons why I want you to have a depot. Let's look at it this way. The reason I would suggest the depot is not because I don't trust someone on oral. There are some of my patients who are willing to take depot because the medication itself is, I think you're saying that you feel very zombie and then you sleep through and it actually sedates you and then you cannot function, that's what you're thinking. But then with the depot medication that doesn't happen because depot doesn't have that peaks at all. It stays in your system at this level. You're having the sedation and really the lethargic situation with the heart.
The neurochemistry of the drug.
Depot will actually avoid a lot of the side effects, and it actually works for you in the long term, and it keeps you.
As I said, I have currently no inhibiting side effects from the oral medication, and it is upsetting that you don't trust me enough to take this oral medication, even though I have presented no resistance. And I've voiced concerns, but the concerns were based purely on the side effects which I was experiencing, and because I wasn't receiving any information both about the drug and also its side effects, I wasn't quite sure if this was related somehow. So it turns out that your symptoms that you're describing, psychosis and anxiety, I believe are directly related because they only happened an hour about after I took the medication. So, and this was observed at my parents' house and also observed by the nurses here. So I think that's a pretty clear link, I guess, in my mind. And also in terms of the injection, I mean, I don't mind having the injection. It's obviously you're going to put that on me at some point, and it is involuntary. So it doesn't really matter what I say or do. I can still voice my concerns and have some objection. But you could see this as a refusal of treatment or a refusal of medication, which just gives you more reason to push this. Which
I
mind,
not about the IV, I think there's two components to it. And obviously, you would accept it, injection. Would you accept the injection if you're not on IV?
Well, I wouldn't even accept the medication. So
that's the thing, really. That's where it is. So essentially, there are two components to it. I feel the reasons are entirely different. The reason why I want you to have it for you is I know that you have a busy schedule, you want to return back to your functioning. I believe that taking it for that actually gives you more chances than having oral medication.
They're taken in combination, as I believe. So you have the injection first, and then how long will the oral medication
continue? You have to continue the oral medication for 6 weeks.
Okay, so I have an injection.
And then tapering me off. So after the 3 doses of injection, then you don't need oral medication. So we want to give you injection as soon as possible because we don't want to keep you here a long time.
Okay.
That's really our plan.
So Tuesday at 11 o'clock, I have a business meeting, so I did get a job for Comfort Inn. I'm sure you're quite aware of the brand. So I'm kind of hinging on that job in terms of my future stability. So in terms of myself, I'd just like to continue the oral medication in the nighttime until I'm sure that my business practices and my life is actually stable enough. So if I do receive this injection, because it's unknown and it's just like, you've given me this drug and you weren't sure.
Medication.
I understand the thing, but you weren't aware that the side effects that were happening were the side effects from the drug, which I found quite distressing actually. And because you didn't actually listen to my concerns, even though I was blatantly saying this to you and the nurses and my parents as well, I feel that your decision to give me this injection might have some unhindered results in terms of my livelihood and business practices. So I feel better to wait a little bit. I can still happy after Tuesday. So I'm happy to continue the oral medication at 8 p.m.
I'll talk to the team and see, because as I said, I think the longer I delay it, the longer you will be staying. Yeah. So we'll be postponing your discharge plan another 5 days.
Okay.
You have to think in this way.
So you still haven't provided any transparency in terms of my discharge plan as well. So it sounds like you just want to give me this injection. And even though I still have the injection, I continue the oral medication anyway, which kind of counteracts the argument of the, you know, balancing.
You would still be, but what I'm trying to say is I didn't mention about the discharge day, so isn't it?
No.
What I'm trying to say to you. I think we would like to start the injection as soon as possible, because the longer we delay it and the longer your discharge date would be. I'm not suggesting that I would discharge you straight after the injection. That's not what I
mean. Yeah, I can understand that. But yeah, I can understand that these events, if they did occur, would give more peace of mind for yourself and further.
It's not about me at all, Ethan, okay?
Okay.
Not about me, this is about you.
Yeah.
This is not for my peace of mind.
From your, I guess, medical perspective, is probably the better words to choose.
So, and we have explained it as much as we could in the family, and of course, being silly to talk to you, and then also the family as well. And he's being
referred
to the case management as well.
No, as I said, I've had no transparency and no information.
He would explain you. I think I wanted to have a follow-up even after you discharged from here, from the hospital eventually. You would be followed up by us, either Neera or me as a doctor, and also you'll have a case manager.
Yes.
Either a nurse, an occupational therapist, or a social worker, or a psychologist allocated to you, who will be in touch with you. And then my plan will be continuing writing even after the discharge, unless it's been lifted by the mental health review tribunal.
So, in terms of that, if you'd like to do this, because I haven't seen any documentation or any treatment plan yet, and I've been here for almost 2 weeks, and from what I understand, there's still some assessment phase, so you still quite haven't worked out, in terms of my mental health,
That's the thing,
because there's no transparency to this, I don't know any of this.
What do you mean by transparency?
Clear access to information about myself.
We cannot give you our case notes, but we can explain you what treatments you're considering, and we explain the side effects, and we actually see you regularly, and this stuff is you.
So
we cannot provide you the case notes. As I said, I think you are seeking the notes anyway, freedom of information.
Yes.
You could do that.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's all the transparency goes, and I cannot provide you the notes.
Okay, but I was meaning more in terms of the medication provided and more in terms of the potential side effects which could...
We have explained it as much as we can, but we have
that's what I'm saying. If you can provide me with a printout or something, information with that, the injection, you know, about this, and also in terms of your dates, times, your kind of rough idea in terms of the treatment plan, because I'm supposed to have access to this treatment plan.
My plan would be giving you a depot today. Start the depot today, and then I think in terms of you want to go home and have a leave, I think I know that you have some leave. My plan would be giving you the first dose of depot today, but you need to continue the oral medication as I said,
How long would I need to continue the oral medication?
Up till until 6 weeks. So it would be like if you have a depot first day of depot today, first dose today, then you would be having the oral medication until about three doses of depot, which would be every 2 weekly you would get this injection.
Okay.
That's the long term.
So even if I don't have this injection, I'm still taking the oral medication.
Would be taking those oral medication until about the third dose of the injection. After that, you don't require to take the oral medication. You just have to have this injection every 2 weeks. That's it.
Okay, so if you could put this plan into some kind of writing and provide this to me.
We would actually give you a treatment plan.
That's before I take any injections and before I agree to this treatment.
I don't have to wait for a treatment plan.
Okay, I understand it's involuntary.
Yes, you
so I understand the nature of this, so you don't need to explain it to me.
I will give you a treatment plan, as I said, tomorrow morning. We will do the treatment plan and we'll give you a copy of the treatment plan along with your MHRT report. As well. If we don't know when it's happening, we haven't been notified. You would be notified at the same time. So we'll give you a copy of our report, like why we want your SEO. You could read through. You can make a note to challenge it. Along with that, I'll give you a treatment plan, but I don't have to wait until the treatment plan to give you a depot.
The second plan
would be, my recommendation is to continue on ITO even after the discharge. from the hospital. He would be continued on ICU in the community as long as required. The third plan would be you would be offered a case management along with a community follow-up, as explained you, either a nurse or someone
yes.
would be following you up along with our medical review. The fourth plan would be actually where we need to really decide about whether you should continue with Dr. Norman Ball Bali.
Okay, well, I probably don't now because I feel quite okay in terms of my mental health and mental and emotional stability.
You, I can't force you that
yeah,
kind of
so
thing, but I think, as I said, it will be up to you as well. But those are the four treatments, the four recommendations I can tell you, and I think there's nothing else that's happening.
Yeah.
And you would be, when it is suitable, when we feel that you are well enough to be discharged, you would be discharged.
Okay.
I cannot give you the time, date at this time.
Okay. But did you have an approximation? Because I am, if you have any time to get my life together again.
I believe that there is some progress, but I cannot tell you how it would be next week. It depends on it, and I can't give you the rough estimation as
okay.
well, because then it would be defeating the whole process, because it could change.
In essence, going out and overnight, Lindy, you can continue with your business.
Okay, so if I have this injection today, will I have my overnight
you
leave?
You can still have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't
if I feel
affect your outside life, you can continue.
I feel more comfortable if I was able to do that, because it seems anyway I don't have a choice. It is involuntary, and you're going to do this anyway, so it doesn't actually matter what I say or do.
No, Nathan, you have to look at the positives. No, I am. The injection, you get it once a fortnight,
Yeah,
but side effect, you don't get the sedating effect, you can still continue with your IT business.
And that's what I don't understand, is that the continuation of the oral medication.
This is just to make sure that we get the therapeutic level.
It takes a while for the medication to be stable, because initially the first dose doesn't really kick in straight away.
Yeah.
It takes up to three injections for the stable levels, enough levels, what we are looking
for.
For
the stable dopamine inhibition.
That's the one really we're looking for. That's why you would still take oral medication plus injections.
Okay. I mean, it does sound quite harsh. And I guess, pharmaceutical companies, make billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars just off things like this. So it is, from my point of view, quite sad that you see my case like this and you can't actually see past and beyond what else is actually happening. And what else can I say? That's good, because that also hasn't been provided, even though I've requested a couple of times.
Yeah, most of the time we
did.
Did
you request, actually?
I did request at Southport Hospital a couple of times, but nurses get busy, I guess, and forget.
Okay.
My parents did request for this information to be presented. This is what they've told me.
I think they're being presented.
Okay, well, they haven't presented this information to myself. As you said, this is more about me and not anyone else.
I think we would be talking to the family, not necessarily in front of you, because there are some issues we cannot discuss in front of you. So we would see the family, really.
Yes.
That's again at your best
interest. Okay. I'm just trying to have some more understanding of this process, because I feel that there hasn't been enough transparency of information so far. So, and
the nature
of
the ITU and the nature of your illness itself, it really doesn't give that much.
Okay, so what is the diagnosis, if you don't mind me asking? So I still have
a first episode of psychosis.
Okay.
First episode of psychosis, that's what I would leave it as. I cannot rule it out in the long term, whether it's schizophrenia, what it is, the nature of it.
Okay.
But that's how it is, really. So we would like to leave it as open as possible, but the treatment wise, it would be the similar.
Yeah. It could be temporary, but you need to have...
Because I feel in terms of the psychosis, as you describe it, was resolved, more than 2 months ago. But, if you do have some concerns, and obviously if I'm here, there is some slight concern of my mental health, and what can I do? It's involuntary. As I keep saying, it doesn't actually matter what I say or what I do. this is still going to happen to me anyway.
It does matter, Nathan, but as I said, the nature of the illness is such that a lot of the patients doesn't take the EDTA. That's what we actually face every day. That's the nature of your illness. That's the nature of your episode itself. It's very hard for you to understand it. But it might change in the next few months because we do see that happening in the next few months. A lot of the people come back.
I'm not in denial that there was some type of mental process or mental change. And it is convenient to apply a label, you know, psychosis, if you like, then that's fine.
Or breakdown, whatever.
Legal purposes, we have to use it, and I do believe that it's a psychosis.
Okay.
Maybe. But there was a lot of people that are concerned about your mental state as well. Your GP, the psychologist, your parents, you know,
Have you found the cause of the psychosis?
I do believe that it's a combination of some medications you took from India a long time ago, even though it's the cannabis itself, and then, you know, a lot of combination. Stress is another factor.
I think it was just from stress, really.
The more intensity is stress.
And we just discussed it before, you know, predisposition. You were saying your uncle suffered from bipolar, so it's one of the clear genetic predisposition.
I mean, clearly, you know, from your...
So can you do that?
Okay, so I'd like to call my mother first to explain to her what's happening.
Yeah.
My parents feel that the injection isn't really required if I'm going to continue taking the oral medication.
You have explained to them.
Okay, so this is what they're telling me. So I need to talk to them first. I would like to continue the overnight stay.
If you want to continue the overnight stay, then have an injection and then you could go out of
bed. Okay. So can I call my mother now?
You could call
What if I actually don't want this tonight? You just keep delaying this until it happens? Just out of curiosity, okay?
As I said, I think I cannot delay it forever.
Yeah.
Okay, even a few days is because you have to look into this. You're postponing the whole plan as well. And you don't like being here, and we don't like to keep the people unnecessarily here as well.
Yeah.
So that's where it is. So we want you to get better.
Okay, so just to be clear, so you're planning to continue the oral medication for 6 more weeks.
Yes.
And then to continue the injections every two weeks. And then I guess if the tribunal clears the IPO, then this will be...
Then it would be in your hands, whether you could have it or not. It's up to you.
Okay.
Not that I would see it. I would still recommend you having the same
but
it's up to you.
And I'm taking your recommendation on board, so everyone's opinion.
It's in the MHRC hands, and they will make an independent decision.
And the patient has to make it up. So I'll actually dispense you with 9.
Yeah. So I think I'm on 2 milligrams at 8, so I don't have any in the morning now.
Yeah. We didn't actually I'm switching it now, so you just do your 1 milligram tonight, and tomorrow onwards will be 2 every night, not every morning.
Okay.
So it'll make up switch.
That's good.
And you're having the injection too, so.
Yeah. So in terms of, so I understand if I have an injection, I'm kind of parked out for 8 hours. Okay. Well, that's what I got told. This is what my father told me this. Okay, so there's some information, you know, misinformation.
We haven't seen anyone passing out
after this. Okay, so that's what I was concerned about originally, because this is what my father told me, that, you know, and if I'm trying to fight it, it gets worse.
No, it doesn't really. I think meeting with your family, and it looks like they have still concerns, because we did explain
all that. You can imagine, in my case, it's quite confusing being told many different things from different people. You know, and then there's different nurses each day and different doctors.
You won't pass out.
That's okay. It's just
my baby's sedated, but after they get this injection as well.
I explained to your parents initially, you might feel a bit sedated after the injection, but that will wear off and that's it.
Okay.
And we do not change any management plan. There is a
management plan. So if I could have the management plan in, as a document I can keep.
We've outlined it before, and... maybe you can send in the case could be tomorrow.
Okay, so any information that I'm able to access to or have access to, I'd like to have access to this tomorrow.
Yeah.
I need to get all this for the tribunal review, yes, which is coming up.
When it comes, the date, we need to be notified.
Okay.
You
have
got it.
Okay.
So we wait for that date to come through.
And just a quick note, because on the Tuesday at 11 a.m. I have this meeting, so do you think I could have leave from the hospital?
Could still do that. Give us the time and how long you want to be.
Okay, so it'll be 11 a.m. I prefer to be stay overnight the previous night on the Monday night, and then continue that overnight stay. And I can be back in the afternoon if required.
We'll definitely do that.
I do have a lot of business coming up, you know, my main concern is if I have to go through with this, because my business has already suffered a great deal over the past 2 weeks because of my, you know, I'm like a one-man show. You know, so I do all the meetings, all the development. So I need to keep this going.
You can do the leave applications you need, Nathan, as long as you remain stable.
Okay. So what's your, as you said, I've improved, I guess. So how do you actually tell if someone's...
I can't talk to you right now because I finished actually working on I'll talk to you another time, but I didn't believe that, and that's not just my opinion, that's actually the nursing staff and our opinion as a team.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you for that.
That's okay.
I'm going to discuss with you.
Yeah, just don't use the phone, Nicole.
Yeah.